SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A wildfire whipped up by extreme winds is sweeping through a Los Angeles hillside dotted with celebrity homes. Homes have burned. Tens of thousands of people are under evacuation orders, some of whom abandoned cars and escaped on foot due to clogged roads. California Governor Gavin Newsom says many structures have already been destroyed in the Pacific Palisades wildfire.
Many structures already destroyed, and the fact that people were still not evacuated, still did not heed the warning, were just coming down the canyon, is a reminder of how serious this moment is and how important it is you listen to these evacuation orders.
LA County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney says the weather conditions will worsen overnight.
We're going to have the most significant wind event between 10 p.m. this evening and 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. So it's incumbent that everybody have a wildfire action plan for their home if they live in a brush-covered area. Please visit the LA County Fire Department website for ready, set, go information.
Sound courtesy KABC. Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration changes credit reporting rules. Correspondent Julie Walker explains.
Unpaid medical bills will no longer appear on credit reports, where they can block people from mortgages, car loans, or small business loans. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says the rule will remove $49 billion in medical debt from the credit reports of more than 15 million Americans. The Bureau estimates the change will raise credit scores by an average of 20 points and could lead to 22,000 additional mortgages being approved every year. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Syrian Christians remain in limbo.
A group of clergymen have met with a rebel leader who overthrew strongman Bashar Assad, and they seem to have received no concrete assurances. The Catholic news agency quotes one cleric who says after sitting down with Ahmad al-Shara for some time, quote, "We cannot discern his true intentions. It is ambiguous. There are no guarantees, and we remain in limbo." Christians have had a presence in Syria for centuries, but they're a tiny persecuted minority today. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby's tenure in office officially came to an end Monday after an investigation found that he failed to tell police about serial abuse by a volunteer at Christian summer camps as soon as he became aware of it. Welby, the head of the Church of England and spiritual leader of the Global Anglican Communion, has opted to resign. Most of his official functions will be delegated to the Archbishop of York. This is SRN News. Some Democrats enter the new Congress under scrutiny for what many see as their deception about President Biden's mental fitness over the past years. Bob Agnew reports.
Democrats and members of the mainstream media may be among the most suspicious of Democrat leaders, like Charles Schumer, after feeling they were duped by claims Biden was mentally fit to start another four-year term at age 82. It was Schumer who, in February of last year, chalked up concerns about Biden's mental capacity to what he called right-wing propaganda. One anonymous Democrat senator told The Hill the apparent cover-up gave Democrat opponents an opening to tag the entire party as corrupt. Bob Agnew reporting.
The plunging polar vortex is bringing sub-freezing temperatures to some of the southernmost points of the U.S. It's forming a storm system threatening to dump snow on parts of Texas and Oklahoma, while communities in Louisiana and Florida may see frigid cold as well. More details at srnnews.com.